He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your final Arrowhead update from Mobile, Alabama. Thursday practices at the Senior Bowl. It's been a great week of football, BJ. If there's a position that stands out to you that was awesome this week, what would you choose?
I think we knew coming into the Senior Bowl week that the defensive line is where a lot of the talent was. After 3 days of practice, that hasn't disappointed. Those guys have stood out on both sides of the ball. I actually spoke with NFL Network's Charles Davis yesterday and asked him that question of which defensive linemen have really stood out to you, and he said it's actually more of along the lines of who hasn't stood out, because there are so many names and so many guys that have stood out. Sheldon Day, Sheldon Rankins, Vernon Butler, Jaron Reed, obviously from Alabama, you knew coming in, he's projected as a first-round pick. But there are a lot of guys down here that it seems like if they play anything like they have here moving forward, they're going to have some kind of impact early in their careers.
Defensive line, certainly a position to watch as we inch closer to this draft. Now, BJ, as far as a player of the week, who do you got?
The most buzz has been Braxton Miller. He made the transition from quarterback to receiver, and you didn't know how the route running, just the nuances of playing the position. I talked to ESPN's Matt Bowen about this, and he was raving about what Braxton Miller was doing in his route running and everything that he has athletically to create separation, all those things you need as a receiver. And combine that with his speed, his athleticism, all those things, it's going to be pretty impressive to watch.
All these practices lead up to the Senior Bowl coming at you this Saturday, 1:30 p.m. from right here on the NFL Network. BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. It's your final Arrowhead update from Mobile, Alabama.